go inside the Port Adelaide camp. One of the stars who's injured at the moment has been good enough to join us in the box. Matt White has been out for a little while, and just a beautiful day. Matty, it's always great to come across here to the Adelaide Oval, and no more special day than when Port Adelaide meets Adelaide.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day out there. The boys have trained really well this week and are looking forward to a big challenge and a final send-off on our end for a great man in Phil Walsh.
Absolutely. Here's just your injury, first of all. Where's that at?
Yeah, hopefully going to come back in and play some footy next week, whether that's straight back in with the Power Boys or off to the Maggies in the Sandville. But we'll get through another week of training. Had a big session yesterday, and we'll back it up this week and hopefully get out there.
So, Matty, you had a ankle at the start of the year and then a bit of a soft tissue injury more recent. Five weeks ago you played?
Yeah, I think it was 5 or 6 weeks ago. It was the Geelong game here on the Friday night.
So it's a decent soft tissue injury that you've sustained.
Yeah, it was a good one. A couple of centimetre tear and some stress around the tendon as well. So it was a matter of letting it settle and then building the strength up and getting running again. So we're probably looking a bit ahead of schedule of where we thought we were going to be. But it's healed well. I'm running well. And it's pulling up extremely well, so that's the best thing.
Is that your first hammy that you've done?
No, I've done a few hammies in my time, unfortunately. Yeah. So, as they say, it's a quick man's injury, so I'll take that.
Wakes, did you have any? I didn't.
Never had one. Never did a hammy.
You did a heart muscle, didn't you, Ox?
Yeah, we did a couple of them. Ron.
Hey, Matt, I guess sitting on the sidelines, you probably get a different perspective on your team than when you're out there. Or not probably. You obviously get a different perspective. But there's been a lot of, words spoken and written about why Port hasn't sort of had the year that they were supposed to have. From where you've been looking, what do you think's been the critical factors in that downturn?
I think it's just that we haven't done anything for four quarters. We came out against Hawthorn, we had an amazing first half and dropped away from what we did well in the first half in the second half, and even Collingwood on the weekend, last weekend, they pushed in that last quarter and we didn't play how we did in the first quarter. So I think it's just the consistency across the board of what we've done all year. It just hasn't been at that level that we had it at last year.
And is that purely psychological? Because, I mean, we talked so much about the fitness, how super fit you guys were, and yet, yeah, like you say, I mean, there's been plenty of last quarters where you've been outgunned. So is the fitness a thing, or is it purely just sides are preparing better for you?
I think sides are just preparing better for us. Everyone sort of stepped up this year, and we've got to step up ourselves, and we just haven't been able to do it for the four quarters, like I said, unfortunately. So we're working towards that. Obviously, there's still a fair bit to go in the season and a little bit of pressure on us to get to where we want to be, but if we just focus on what we need to do each week, we should be able to get the job done.
Well, Matty, you obviously a very important part of the structure last year. We used to see you get that switch kick a lot, you know, a lot of your lateral runs, but you obviously sat on quite firmly at the start of this year when you have been playing games, but they just seem to be shutting off that exit kick, and we seem to be a little bit one-dimensional to go through there. We're getting stopped, and it's like we don't know then how to go forward.
Yeah, it has felt a little bit like that, as from my point of view as the outside sort of running type. It has felt a little bit stagnant when we've gone into our defensive 50 and trying to rebound out. Our stats are showing that we're actually still coming out pretty quickly, which is what we want to do, and a lot of teams are now doing the same. So everyone's sort of planning ahead of how to stop that. The only thing we can do is just get quicker. And Kenny's been pretty good on pushing that now. Had a look at the start of the year about trying to play a bit more structure, and decided that a few weeks ago that wasn't our way and we're going to go quick again.
Was your pre-season different to this year compared to your last two?
It wasn't as hot. That was probably the main difference.
Did you work as hard?
I think we did, yeah. Burjo went out and deliberately said that we're going to do more than what we did the previous year and the year before that when he first came back. Our numbers and everything showed, I think we were through the roof in high speed, in distance, but all of our time was down, so we were doing it a lot more intense.
Yep.
So we can't look back and say that we didn't do a big pre-season, because we definitely did.
No, because
so
that was your bonus. That was your thing, that against the other sides in the competition, you were regarded as the fittest, the fastest, and having done the most work. But it'd be fair to say that a lot of sides have been watching what you've been doing and have caught up to where you guys were at, and maybe even some of the sides have passed you. I was just wondering if you dropped your workload back over the pre-season due to, you know, numbers of injuries or
what it was. We're actually pretty lucky through pre-season. I don't think we had after Christmas, I don't think we had too many guys that were sitting on the sidelines. There was a few guys coming back from surgeries and all the rest of it, as normally happens in the start of pre-season. But once we hit Christmas, came back, pretty sure we had pretty close to a full list training every time.
Can you do too much, Matt? I mean, I'm wondering, looking at Freo now, we've heard a lot about how torturous their pre-season was, and they started like a train, but... You know, the last 5 or 6 weeks, they've lost a fair bit of their spark. I mean, is it possible to do too much and get burnt out?
Don't ask Berger that question. it's hard to say as a playing from a player's point of view, because we did the same thing last year. We came out of the blocks really well and then had a bit of a lull through the middle of the year and then finished off again quite well.
Yeah.
It's a long year.
Did you taper off in that period when you did the lull, when you had the lull? Was there a tapering off of training or... I meant the opposite. Was there a building up of the program and that it accounted for some of the lethargy in the games, or how did it actually unfold?
To be completely honest, I wouldn't have a clue.
Right.
I'd rock up to training on whatever day it was and... not actually know what day it was, so
it's Sunday, Matt. It's the 19th of July.
Oh no, I missed my mum's birthday 3 days ago.
Hey, Matt, you are from Sunbury, and I was just talking to Wakes about it before. Did you play with the Kangaroos or the Lions?
I was a Lion.
Yeah, and where about you grow up?
I moved all around Sunbury, but it was in Higgins Avenue.
Really?
Just near the school.
Yeah, just around the corner.
Where were you, Ox?
I was in Cornish Street, Shaw Court and Aiken Street.
Hey, Ox, I bet you haven't got a statue of yourself in Sunbury, have you? Like
no,
Corey
that
Enright's
fell, that fell down a few years ago. I'm petitioning to get it put back up.
Bad knees. No good.
No, not at all.
Matt, unprecedented events here in the last fortnight. And today, obviously, helps honour the loss of Phil Walsh. Wakes lives here. We've come across, I mean... I think it's hit the football world for six. I mean, to get up and play that game and beat Collingwood and the emotion around that, can you just give us a bit of an insight from a Port Adelaide perspective? I mean, he spent 11 years, but obviously a year with the current group last year as the right-hand man to Ken Hinckley. I mean, we've never seen this happen in footy as devastating as this news. Just give us your own take on
it. Yeah, it was very weird. The boys were up in Sydney when we first found out and doing all the rehab stuff. There's a small group of us at the club and we're talking about it pre-training, and Keith Thomas and Kenny had a good chat to the whole group on the Sunday afterwards and about what would happen. I think one of the best things we did as a midfield group, Vossie got us in and we spoke about Walshy and what he was like and as a person and the way he coached us, and looked at just some of the funny things that we could remember from what he always went on about, his pirate ship and a whole lot of other little anecdotes that he had. And then after the Collingwood game, you saw the emotion of a lot of the boys who were close with him. And the Ollie, Bokey and the boys were pretty happy but sad at the same time on the Thursday night. And again on the Wednesday with the memorial, it was as good as a memorial could have been, really celebrating the man. And... it's definitely missed. It was missed when he left the club, and he's definitely missed now.
It's amazing, Wakes, and we haven't had a chance to really talk to you about it on air today, but, you know, so often when someone leaves us, we find out the full story, the full picture of a person. And, you know, 11 years, he was part of the first premiership here at Port Adelaide, a much sought-after footy guy to get in your program, back under Ken Hinckley, outstanding, goes to Adelaide, and everyone's just sung his praises enormously, so...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such an important part of that period in the 2000s. But, I mean, even just as a supporter looking from the outside, when Adelaide were able to poach him across, and that was the absolute master move. And I thought at the time, I thought, that's going to be outstanding for Adelaide. And I just sort of feared for us a bit because, you know, too many changes as that key person to have a calibre of a guy like him. And just a it was just an absolute beauty, and one of them guys you just away from the club as well. Just one of the best companies, you know. Always a story, always you know, his grassroots country type character that he had. You know, there's a huge attraction to that, and a huge attraction to that personality that he had.
I think the footy world at large too was starting to get a more complete picture of him as well. Like there was that reference you know, only a week or so before he died, about the Van Gogh painting and the, what was it, the beauty in frustration, or the art of frustration. And, you know, I think until then, now I guess I'm talking about the football media, but I think the football media had this picture of him very intense and driven and a bit one-dimensional. And I think we just started to see a more rounded picture of him, the man. And obviously, with the tragic events, we've come to see a far more complete picture. But you just, I guess there's a frustration there. You're just getting more and more that feeling that coaching would have had not only one of the really good coaches, but one of the great characters as well. And we've all been deprived of that, and that's just such a tragedy.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Rowan. Matt, today's game, it's a big game for the Port Adelaide Footy Club, as it is for Adelaide, to try and find a finals position to see if you're still worthy to be playing in September. How do you approach a game like this? Because there are different things happening away from the game, and there's a lot happening. How do you attack it? Do you attack it with full gusto like every other showdown, or is it different?
I think it's a little bit different, but not being in the meeting today, I'm pretty sure I know what Kenny's going to be saying, and it'll be along the lines of Phil would say, you're going to go hard, and if you don't, he's going to look down on you. He's going to be disappointed. And he'll be pushing the boys just to go out there and have a red hot crack. There's going to be nothing left at the end of this. It's going to be, I think it might be a little bit emotional like it was last week. Because if Adelaide are going to take in what, this is my opinion of what Phil would want.
Yep.
It's going to be a very hot contest, and there might be a bit of extra feeling in it. But after the game, we'll all get around each other and
yep.
celebrate the way we should.
Really appreciate you coming in, and look forward to seeing you back out in the park very soon.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
That's White, injured Port Adelaide star at the moment, but he'll be no doubt back on the field very shortly.